Today is Wednesday, April 17th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm your host, Sammy Sage, and the Morning Announcements is your daily five-minute breakdown of the headlines that isn't afraid to take a side and roast the most consequential reality show there is, our government. This episode is brought to you by ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. It is no secret how much I love my three dogs and how I would do anything for them, including take them to the vet literally anytime they might have the slightest complaint, which is why pet insurance has been the best investment I've made as a pet owner. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customizable accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they may need. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. 3 days after the Iranian regime's unprecedented direct strike against Israel, Israeli officials said yesterday that they plan to retaliate against the advisement of the Biden administration, which has said that it will not partake in any offensive action. Israel's war cabinet has been deliberating the next move, but has not said how or when it would be. But according to U.S. officials, they have signaled that it will be designed to prevent an escalation. For example, a more limited action, such as a strike on Iranian proxies elsewhere in the region. Meanwhile, White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan announced last night that the U.S. will impose new sanctions on Iran's missile and drone program, as well as against entities that support the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps and Iran's defense ministry. Sullivan added that the administration is working in coordination with other G7 nations and that he anticipates the United States allies will soon be following with their own sanctions. Yesterday was the second day of Defendant Donald's criminal trial in New York, though it certainly feels like it's been going on for at least a year already. Seven jurors were selected and sworn in yesterday, including a salesman, an oncology nurse, an IT consultant, a teacher, an attorney, and a software engineer, like bachelorette contestants. After leaving the courthouse at the end of the day, Donald gave a speech outside of a bodega, which is, I guess, the closest thing that New York can offer to a Four Seasons total landscaping, where he called the trial a Biden-inspired witch hunt. Keep yapping, Donald. Over in another court, the Supreme Court, oral arguments took place over whether federal prosecutors overstepped their authority when they prosecuted January 6th rioters for charges of obstructing an official proceeding. The lawsuit was brought by a Pennsylvania police officer who was one of 330 people indicted for obstructing the certification of the 2020 election. It's unclear where the justices will land on this one, but if they end up in favor of this January 6th rioter, it could have major implications for others who were charged with the same offense. Finally for today, Speaker of the House Mike Johnson is facing a deepening threat to his tenure after a second member of Congress, Representative Thomas Massey, has followed Marjorie Taylor Spacelaser and agreed to co-sponsor a motion to vacate in order to remove him from speakership. That's what he gets for momentarily considering providing foreign aid to our allies. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements, and thanks again to our partner, ASPCA Pet Health Insurance. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/morning. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independence American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer and is not engaged in the business of insurance. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.